The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, sunshiny Southern California, and I am so thrilled that you've joined me. Tonight, my dear friend and Law of Attraction coach, Constance Arnold, is on. She keeps me laughing and definitely keeps me on track. You know how some friends support you just by going along with what you're saying and what you're thinking? Not Constance. She tells you like it is. And I gotta admit, I love it. So I'm so delighted that she's on tonight telling it as it is. You know, I just sent out on Facebook one of my most favorite pictures, a kitten looking into the mirror and the mirror reflecting back the image of a lion. I think this is so powerful about how our beliefs about ourselves affect how and what we manifest in our life. Remember, that mind of ours is so darn powerful. It cuts through the made-up stories and delivers out to the world exactly what we really think about ourselves. All the positive affirmations that we give ourselves will not erase the years of abuse that we have inflicted upon ourselves as not being good enough or worthy enough. Notice that I said we inflicted upon ourselves. Tonight, it's all about transcending our unworthiness by stopping the abusive way we think about ourselves in order to move forward. I am also introducing you to Miss Ellen Goodman, who will be talking about Annie Laurie Harris, author of It's Easier to Dance, and who is one of the most inspirational person that I have ever met. Annie's story must be told, and in my opinion, she is someone who needs to be remembered. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet as we dive into the reflections of your mind. Right after these words on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, we'll be right back.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Need to find some experienced help that can guide you into that life change you're seeking? Visit the Law of Attraction Radio Network's LOA store, where you'll find our recommended experts, must-have books, and other tools that will shift you into that new life. World-class teachers, feng shui and astrology experts, energy healers, intuitives, each one endorsed by the LOA Radio Network. Visit LOARadionetwork.com and click on LOA store. Remember, the help you need is just a click away.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Welcome back. Did you just hear that commercial about our LOA store? We are going through so many experts right now that have placed their application for inclusion into our LOA store. And we're checking them out one by one so you will have full confidence in our recommendations. If you would like to be considered for inclusion as an expert, go to LOARadionetwork.com and click on the LOA store. Or you can just send an email to staff@loaradionetwork.com and we'll send you the application immediately. Now, we also have a brand new show that I really want you to listen to. It's called Windows in Your Mind, and it is with Grandmother Parisha. She is such a magnificent person. The way that she tells her stories about her life's journeys is really remarkable. She is a peacekeeper. She is an elder without borders. She is just an incredible person, and you're going to want to listen to this show. She is airing every morning at 7 a.m. Pacific or 10 a.m. Eastern. Or you can go to her show page and download just her show or listen to it on Stitcher.com. Remember, we have 4 mobile apps that you can listen to all the shows, either the entire radio broadcast or the individual shows as well. So tune in to listen to Windows of Your Mind. You are going to love it, I guarantee it. Now, let's go back to the picture I put up on Facebook about the kitten looking into the mirror with the lion reflecting back. I have this in my hypnosis for sure, because this is an area that I love to help my clients with. The ability to release the past baggage fast by rewiring the neurons in the brain. You know, I love my job because I'm always so amazed by the results, and I'm amazed by my clients' ability to shift immediately. I just love watching this. By the simple act of relaxation, the past is released from being the dominant issue of the subconscious mind. Now, let me explain how hypnosis works. It's simply a deep meditation which is guided so that you don't fall asleep or allow your mind to wander. By allowing your mind to relax to the point where you're almost ready to fall asleep allows you to do incredible inner work at an amazing fast rate. When I talk with clients for, 30, sometimes 45 minutes prior to hypnosis, I'm able to pick out the key words that indicate the blocks, and then I'm able to guide them to release them. In its place, I'm able to put new positive suggestions based on the law of attraction principles. Now, along with this, I also do energy work, especially when I lead you into the visualization of what you want to occur in the future. This is really, really important, because when you're in this state, it's like zero point of creation. This is how you can actually send a direct message to the universe as to what you want. Finally free of the baggage in this deep, deep state. The results from this alone is exceptionally powerful. And because I'm an energy worker, I'm able to see colors around you that indicate your emotions. Recently, a new client came to me when I noticed a brilliant green light covering her lower arms and hands. It wasn't a single light. Each arm had this brilliant color of green. So when she was talking with her hands, it was like this green light became this dancing light. It was really incredible. The color green represents healing or a healer. After talking with her, I learned that she was a caregiver for her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law was quite outspoken and, shall we say, a bit demanding. Well, the caregiver was in pain for not being appreciated, and the reason she came to me was not only to develop more confidence in herself, but to let her mother-in-law words run off of her back, to not take them so personally. Truthfully, her hurt feelings were stopping the flow of this healing energy to her mother-in-law. It was like it was backed up. But this was not because of her mother-in-law, believe it or not. This was a reoccurring pattern in her life that came up time and time again. She had perceived since she was a little child that she was not worthy enough to be respected for what she was doing. This happened to her in her previous jobs, as well as being a caregiving mother, wife, and now daughter-in-law. Her perception of herself actually stopped the development of new talents to be discovered. She had not a clue that she was a powerful healer. And this is why she kept on being thrown into these caregiver roles. Amazing. Fortunately, her mother-in-law became so obnoxious and she felt so trapped that she had to face what was going on within her. She thought she was going crazy. And now, since she is understanding her abilities as a healer, and she's able to project out a different story, filling herself up with confidence, there's been a dramatic shift, especially in the way her mother-in-law treats her. Of course, this is after she started going and taking all of these healing classes with Reiki and pranic healing, and she learned how to redirect this energy. So when she came back to me on her second and third session, the blocks were completely gone. The colors that were present were all around her body, just not in a particular area, which indicated blocks, energy not moving forward. Isn't that amazing? That's why I love doing hypnosis. You can make a difference in just one session. And if you continue on for two or three sessions, well, you've completely changed your life. I've been doing hypnotherapy for about 7 years now, and it seems with every client, my intuitiveness comes through even stronger. And I'm finding that I'm able to assist my clients at a much deeper level today than I did 7 years ago. I remember I had a client in Australia who had just had her partner transitioned. With hypnosis, when you're in a deep state, you can actually bring the loved one back to you and have a dialogue with them. And at the time, you may think it's just your imagination, but I think you'd be surprised to find out a few days later or weeks later, verification is given to you that shows that the conversation really took place. And you should see the colors dancing around that when they're having that dialogue. It is so fabulous. By the way, as you can tell, I get so excited when I talk about hypnosis because truly amazing things can happen. And I would love, love, love to help you. So please contact me. Now, hypnosis is not the only way to release the past. Coaching is another great way to understanding what is going on with you. With some people, it's more important for them to fully comprehend their past so that action steps such as forgiveness work or affirmations and intention setting can take place. That's why I invited my good friend and LOA expert, Constance Arnold, on tonight to talk about our perceptions and what we can do to release them. Many of you know my sister, Constance, but for those who don't, let me tell you about her. Constance Lane Arnold, M.A., is an author, master trainer, success coach, and a law of attraction expert. For the past two decades, Constance has been a leader in innovative counseling, training, and coaching techniques designed to empower people both personally and professionally. She's also the host of a very popular radio show, Think, Believe, and Manifest, right here on Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome, Constance. I am so happy to have you on my show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited and honored that you've asked me to be on your show today, Jules.
Now, Constance, you and I have a very personal relationship, a deep friendship, and we've known each other for about 4 years now, ever since you came onto the network. And we get to go on cruises with each other, and we talk often, and we have real girl conversations. But what I like the best about you is that you have such a great air of confidence about you and everything that you do. And what you are projecting out is unconditional love. So this tells me that in order for you to project out this air of confidence, this honor towards everyone you meet, it must be the way that you feel about yourself.
You are exactly right. Thank you so much. And I feel the same way about you. You know, when people look at me now, they say, wow, Constance, you are so confident. You are so loving. You're so spiritual. But it hasn't always been that way, Jules, because it has taken me years to really deal with self-esteem, how I see myself, feeling worthy, feeling good enough, not performing, just knowing that who I am is enough. And so since I am now healed and in that place, that's how I deal with people and deal with my clients. So it has been a process.
And that process has made you into such a dynamic personality, speaker, teacher, trainer. You've even helped me discover things about myself that I had no idea just by being a good friend.
Well, thank you. And I try to be very simple. And basically, Jules, it's like this. Somebody asked me the other day, if I had one thing that I feel that people really needed to take a look at, what would that be? And my answer was their childhood, because This is the way your self-esteem or self-concept is developed. And when you were a little girl or a little boy, you were supposed to live in a loving, nurturing environment. And 99% of us did not. So what has happened is that we have come from dysfunctional family systems. So that's not to blame or look back or go and live in our past at all. But by the time a child is four, their self-esteem and self-belief have their self-esteem and self-concept has already been developed. And so, Jules, if you grew up in a family where you were not loved, where the experiences that you had as a child were difficult, maybe your family moved around a lot, maybe your mother abandoned you, maybe there was alcohol or drugs in your family, maybe you were the middle child and you felt like nobody paid attention to you, maybe there were words that were spoken over you like, you're crazy or you can't do that, maybe there was a lot of fear in both of your parents that was transferred to you. And so, Jules, what happens is if we do not go back and examine that, if we don't go back and confront that and then later on change that, when we are in our 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, we will actually be walking in that belief. So what does that look like? That looks like if you're starting a business and you don't really feel great about yourself, but you don't know that. But the patterns in your life have been indicative of that. You would start a business and you won't feel worthy to charge people certain prices. Or if love comes in your life, and because deep down on the inside of you, you don't really love yourself and most of your life has been performance-based, and by that, I mean it has been based on what you've done. You've got a great education. You had your master's degree. You're just doing great at work. You got all kind of bonuses and promotions. But really, deep down in your DNA, you don't feel great about yourself. That would be reflected in your choices. I know that was kind of long, but that's what I believe is happening to people, Jules. They have never dealt with those childhood core belief issues that are impacting, hindering, and slowing down their choices today.
So would you say people are our best teachers or our best reflection back into what is our inner workings, how we really feel about us?
No doubt about it, because, you know, the law of attraction says that whatever your dominant thoughts, feelings and beliefs are is what will eventually and inevitably show up in your life. So if your thoughts, if you're not feeling great about your thoughts and your thoughts of I'm too fat or I could never do that, or if your thoughts are fear, or if your thoughts are, wow, I'm great, or if your thoughts are, wow, I'm really great looking, whatever your thought, your dominant thoughts continue to be, those thoughts eventually turn into words, and then you start saying stuff like, oh, I could never do that, or I could never be a New York Times bestseller, or I'm great, or I believe I can do anything. And then those words turn into vibration or core beliefs, and then that is what is translated into our experiences. And so, Jules, you're exactly right. Whatever you truly believe about yourself and however you see yourself is what's going to be outpictured in your life. And my question to the listeners today is, what is showing up in your life? What is repeatedly showing up in your life? What is screaming at you and saying, hey, I keep showing up? It might be in the area of money. Money is a big one. In relationships, do you always choose relationships where people do not commit to you? Do you always choose relationships where you are the one that's doing all of the giving, et cetera? So we really need to take a look at what's showing up in our lives.
Constance, let's take a specific subject.
Okay.
As a woman in my past, I have felt that I have been discriminated against. I felt that I was either not being taken seriously or just talked down to or passed over because I was a woman. So that was discrimination. My question is, was that really discrimination or simply my perception of it?
Well, I'm an African-American woman, if you didn't know that, Jules. We're sisters.
Yeah, we are.
We are sisters. And I would say this. I would say as an African-American woman, you know, where there's, especially lately in our society, there's always been a lot of, you know, blacks against whites. Certainly, discrimination is real. However, I view myself in that situation will determine whether or not I'm victorious. And a great example of that would be, let's just say you apply for a job and you are female and you might be Hispanic, you might be overweight, you might be an African-American woman, you might be short because, they say if you're tall and blonde that you're more likely to get the job. And you don't get that job. I think it's your response to that situation, to that reality where you can say, all right, I know who I am. I know that I'm awesome. It's their loss. I'm qualified. And I would not allow my skin color to determine, my self-worth. And so I think it's our response to that situation, because a person's color, a person even having disabilities. Somebody said, my father used to say, cream will rise to the top. If you know who you are and if your self-esteem and your self-concept is great, you might not have gotten that job, but you will get a better job. Your highest good will come to you. So I think that it is our response to that situation. And once again, that's the importance of knowing who you are. I know that I'm awesome. I know that I'm great, and not to allow that particular circumstance or situation to define you. You already defined. You know who you are. So if somebody says no to you because you're African-American woman, if somebody turns you down because of a disability, that is their loss. And so it is that self-image and that self-concept that allows you to be victorious in your life.
So let's go a little deeper here. Let's say a man calls me sweetie. Oh, my goodness. And I take offense to that because I don't want any man calling me sweetie. To me, it represents that they're talking down to me. But the man's intention was not to offend me. So is it really my perception that he did wrong when in fact he did nothing wrong? Do you see what I mean?
Well, I'll just take you and I in that particular situation. If a man came up to me and said, hey, sweetie, that would make me feel really great. I wouldn't be offended by it because my daddy used to call me sweetie.
See, that's good. That's a great point.
To me, that would be very endearing. Oh, he called me sweetie. That would make me feel really great. And because I know who I am, and I'm not saying that you don't know who you are, obviously there has been something in your life experiences with men where that insults or offends you. Whereas my perception is I like it. And so once again, it is your own perception of what it is, your own perception and interpretation of that experience.
Okay. Discrimination against people who are fat. What if a person really isn't being discriminated against, but it's that person that is overweight that because of their self-esteem is so low, they would rather blame it on discrimination rather than looking at their core issues of what happened in the past. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I don't believe, this is my belief, nobody can make you feel any way you choose to feel that way. Let's just say a person who is overweight, for example. I like to use Monique. I don't know if you know who Monique the comedian is. She won an Oscar.
Oh, right.
She won an Oscar 2 years ago, and she was always overweight, but she always loved herself just the way that she was. And certainly it is very difficult if you are overweight and you don't feel great about yourself. And so if you're overweight and you're like, oh my goodness, everybody's going to be looking at me, or, and of course we know all of the images that come on TV, all of the airbrush images that come on television have been airbrushed. And if that overweight person feels like, well, I'm not good enough and I'm going to be discriminated against, I believe that you create your own reality by what you continually think and believe. Now, is there discrimination against people who are overweight? Certainly, but it's how that person sees themselves, like I said about Monique, and how they view themselves, because whatever you view is what you would do and how you would choose. So she can choose to say, okay, that's their loss. It always comes back to us, Jules. And, you know, even you, when you were talking about the whole, if somebody calls you sweetie, I would say that that's something that has happened to you in your experiences with men or in your childhood that you really need to examine and take a look at.
No, you're absolutely right about that. It definitely is an emotion. It's probably something that reoccurs in my life, and it started when I was probably a child. But is it a case of true discrimination? Am I simply using the term discrimination to avoid really looking at my inner workings and my past? It seems like the label of discrimination is so easy to throw out there instead of dealing with the actual problem, which is within each of us, our inner workings.
Absolutely. And even Dr. Martin Luther King stated that you can never be held back by your color. And so, you know, I coach all kinds of people, and I was coaching this very successful African-American man, and he said to me, well, you know, because I'm an African-American, I have to work harder. I said, where did you get that concept from? And
yes,
so it was his perception. And for listeners today, Jules, I just want to say that, you know, stop the blame, stop looking outside of outside of yourself, it always begins with you. What you think, what your experiences have been, what words are coming out of your mouth, what are you listening to, what are you thinking on, what have your experiences been, those things have to be examined in order for you to live a successful, abundant life.
I agree. You know, I get a lot of clients that come in that are in pain emotionally for what other people have done to them. And it's sometimes very difficult to get them to understand that these people who did something to them is often their best teacher to show them what is going on within them. Again, it starts and stops within us. It's really not about blaming another person for what we're feeling. And once we can accomplish and get over that, well, a whole new world opens up for us. It's really about being brave enough to say, oh, wait a minute. How did I create this situation?
Right. You know, Jules, hurting people hurt people.
Right.
People with issues hurt people. They're frustrated, and it probably isn't intentional. I believe that most human beings are good. They want to love people. They want to have a great life. But if you have not dealt with your issues and you're interacting with other people, you may come across very abrasive, very sharp, very frustrated, etc. But ultimately, nobody can make you mad. You choose to get mad. Nobody can make you upset. You choose to be upset. And so it boils down to 100% responsibility for your own way of thinking.
Yeah.
And I think that the more you heal, the more you will learn how to respond in those situations instead of react. When you react, you're angry, you get upset, you mull things over, you hold unforgiveness, you're upset, and you're resentful. And from that place, you will not create anything. Yes, you will. You'll keep creating chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
And so everybody listening, in my own life, people ask me, well, how did you get to be where you are? And it doesn't have to take you years, but I went to therapy, I went to counseling, I dealt with my own issues. I was a very high-performance woman, but really suffered from low self-esteem. I filed bankruptcy because I'd never seen any African-Americans wealthy, so my thinking was I had to be poor, I had to marry someone who was rich. So I had to go in and really deal with those issues. It was through counseling. It was through coaching. And people say, well, you know, I've tapped myself and it's still there. I believe in tapping. I believe in laying hands on you. But I do believe that some things are a process where you go in and do the work. And it's so wonderful, Jules, because once you go in, all of these great things start showing up in your life. Why? Because you have gone in and changed how you see yourself. You've healed from those past hurts, those negative core beliefs, etc. And so now your life is a wonderful outpicturing. Now your life is one of where you're making great choices, not from a wounded place, but from a healed place.
Right. You know, that which you're wanting from another is what you have to give out first.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a relationship, you have to give out that love and respect if that is what you want back in a relationship. If you're coming out and sending out anger, that's definitely what you're going to get back.
It's always what you're projecting out. If you love, honor, and respect yourself, you really don't even have to say a word. People will feel that. They will know that, because really all of us are immersed in an atmosphere of what we have been thinking, believing, and saying. If we could see in the invisible world, we would see that our whole life is just immersed. The atmosphere of our being is that. And so if you're loving and respecting and honoring yourself, then that goes out into the world. But if you're not, then that means you don't set boundaries with people. You don't know how to say no. You make poor choices. And then you begin to attract into your life, like attracts like, people who don't respect you. And I was coaching somebody yesterday, and she was like, my family just doesn't respect me. And I said to her, so you want your family to give to you what you're not even giving to yourself.
Very good.
It's always an inside job.
It's always an inside
job.
So in a few minutes, I'm going to be interviewing Evelyn Goodman about this wonderful, beautiful lady called Annie Laurie Harris, who came on our last cruise, Constance.
Well, I remember those were, I would say, one of the two most powerful women on the cruise. I love them both.
Well, let's make that three powerful women and include you in on it as well. Everybody loved your workshop.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about Annie through the eyes of her cabin mate, Evelyn Goodman. And it's such an amazing story that here Annie has cerebral palsy. She's unable to speak. She drives a scooter. She is not able to really walk a lot, but she has such an amazing story of transcending everything. And of course, I forgot to even mention that she's African-American as well. So having survived a very difficult childhood in which she was beaten, she also was able to transcend all of the obstacles and go on to higher education and really become a major activist in the United States for many, many groups of people. It's such an inspiring story, and I think we were so blessed to have her on the cruise with us. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that is so true. We are body, soul, and spirit. And we may not have the disability that Annie does, but we can all transcend what has happened to us. Let's just say you were abused or your husband left you for another woman. You can transcend that, but it's a choice. Let's just say you were laid off and you lost your house. You can transcend that, but it's just a choice. And so I believe that we can begin to deliberately and consciously, no matter what our circumstances are, begin to take those difficult places or those difficult experiences and say, I am going to take this experience, learn from it, change my life, and change the lives of others. But guess what? You can either choose to be a victim or you can transcend. Most of us would have been saying, if we were in Annie's position, poor me, what about me, who's going to help me, God, why did this happen to me? And even your brain waves, they're saying now that when you complain like that, it impacts your brain and then it impacts your body. But Jules, it's a choice. You don't have to be pitiful. If you've ever listened to my show, you know that I said I was the queen of pitiful. And one day Spirit spoke to me and said, Constance, are you going to be pitiful or powerful? It's a choice.
Words of wisdom right there, pitiful or powerful. You know, I tend to think that all of us were born disabled, just like Annie Harris.
Right.
And many of us are choosing not to recognize our greatness. And not to realize that all of these big obstacles are but stepping stones to our true, authentic self and our success.
I think so. And we can choose to think big. Transcend where you are now and begin to think big. It doesn't cost you anything to think. Begin to believe big. Begin to talk big. And over time, those experiences will be translated in your life.
Now, I hear you often on your show specify meditation in the morning to get you going, to keep you in sync with what you're truly desiring. Is that correct?
Well, this is my ritual, and this is what I recommend for my clients, because we're all different. Everybody has a different personality. I get up every morning, and I don't even touch my iPad or my cell phone. The first thing I do after I deal with my little dog, Angel, I'm very quiet. I don't talk to anybody before I talk to God. So what does that look like for me? I may read the Bible, I may read something inspirational, and then I might take just one paragraph and meditate on that. Meditate just means to think on something again and again and again. Because I know it's an inside job, I spend quiet time in prayer. Some people walk in nature. You've got to do those things. I write down my goals every day. This morning, for example, I rewrote my goals about my health, about wealth, about my customers, because when you rewrite your goals or intentions, it adds new energy. I said it adds the power of God to it. And I walk and exercise and drink a green drink. And then after I do that, then I'm on with my day.
Yeah.
But you get all of those are inside things that really nurture and replenish your spirit so that when your day does begin, you will wake up and have a winning day.
That is good, a great message to put out to all the listeners. This is the right way to start the day.
It is. And so going inside, well, you might say, Constance, I can't do an hour of power. Start with 5 minutes. Mm. 5 minutes, and then increase it. If you're a single mom with 3 children, it might be a little difficult for you, but start with 10 minutes. In your car while you are driving, have on some meditation music, or listen to Jules, or listen to me, or anybody that is motivational or inspirational to feed your soul.
Right. That's what it is, feeding your soul. And you know, it feels so good. I would much rather be happy than miserable. Aha. How can anybody choose to be miserable when you have the choice to be happy, no matter what is going on? And that's the important message here. You have to do the steps to remain happy.
It's the choice.
Right. Constance Arnold, thank you so much, my dear friend. And just for all of the listeners, if you want to see Constance in person, you've got to come on one of our cruises. I know she's going to be on the next two cruises. But
I am.
She is phenomenal. People love, love, love her. She is the most dynamic speaker. You learn so much from her. And I'm just so thrilled that we're friends.
You're my sister.
Oh, yeah.
And I love you.
I love you too, Constance. Thank you, Constance.
Thank you for inviting me, Jules. Have a great day.
Now I want to introduce you to a very, very special lady named Evelyn Goodman. Evelyn came on our last cruise to Cozumel, and I put her in a cabin with another gal named Annie Harris. What I found out is that the universe matches up cabin mates so perfectly. But at the time, I didn't know that Annie Harris had cerebral palsy. With the lack of muscle coordination, significant speech impairment, as well as difficulty in swallowing and performing everyday tasks. I didn't know she rode a scooter. And as it turns out, I wasn't supposed to know any of this. So Annie came on board without any help or travel companions. You see, she travels alone. Evelyn sent me an email that said, quote, Annie has certainly taught me not to jump to the conclusions I felt when I first saw her, unquote. Well, I think Annie taught every single one of us on the cruise to look beyond what we see physically and to grasp the essence of true beauty. Annie wrote a short but incredible book that I read on my flight home. It's her memoir called It's Easier to Dance. Annie tells in her book in detail of the struggle to learn how to take care of herself. earn professional credentials, work in profit and nonprofit organizations, and become a contributing member of her community. This amazing story of her overcoming huge obstacles really doesn't tell the full story here. Annie Harris is very special. When you speak with her, at first you can't understand her at all. But within a few minutes, you begin to understand her language. All of a sudden, you're laughing with her, you're getting excited through her storytelling, and then you're realizing, wow, you're connecting to her through her heart's intelligence, and that she is speaking directly to your soul. Annie has allowed you to transcend with her. Welcome, Evelyn, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hello, Jules.
Now, Evelyn, I know you as this beautiful woman who was on our cruise, but I don't know how to introduce you to all of our listeners. What would you like me to say about you?
Well, I think my claim to fame is that I have four wonderful sons, four wonderful daughter-in-laws, four wonderful grandchildren.
Four, four, four. Well, that's an angel number if ever I heard one. So you came on our cruise and you were matched up with the cabin mate.
Yes, my roommate, Annie Harris, was my roommate.
And you had a very special experience on that cruise. What happened?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have said that at the very beginning when she first walked into my room. She was my roommate. And when she first walked into the room and started talking, you know, she came in on an electric chair. What do you call it?
Scooter.
Scooter. And she has cerebral palsy, so she was hard to understand verbally. And then she was asking me to help her unpack. So I got very annoyed, as I told you. And you were gracious enough to say, do you want to change rooms or whatever? And I said, no, I'll keep going. And it's a good thing I did, because I eventually found out that she has a brilliant mind.
Oh,
and that really came through loud and clear.
I know the day of one of the last workshops, you were sitting there and you had her wonderful book in your hand. And you looked at me and said, this was the best thing that happened, is rooming with Annie. And I was just like, wow, what happened?
Right. Well, she has written a book, Easier to Dance, and it tells about her wonderful life. I mean, Annie is one of these people who is really a phenomenon. She not only went through college, but she got a graduate degree. And she has worked with hospice. She has worked with alcoholic and drug addicts. And she has traveled to many different countries like Haiti and Israel. And I can't think of the other name, but she has been traveling all over the world. So being in a wheelchair has not stopped her.
What's amazing to me is that it takes a very special person to travel the world without anybody. It takes a very special person to put themselves through college, to put themselves through higher education, to do things that they've never done before, to negotiate. And here's Annie
Right.
Harris, who has a speech impediment, who has physical disabilities, who's African-American, and yet nothing stops her. She is so brilliant inside that body of hers.
Yes. So I'm very pleased and happy to talk about Annie. She's really quite a person.
She is. And I think her little book, It's Easier to Dance, needs to be in every household, because what I've learned from it, she had a childhood that was very difficult. She had a mother who was so strict and would sometimes abuse her. But Annie's determination to not let that emotion come out, she was just fierce in her determination not to let that beating get the best of her. It was really amazing how she transcended every roadblock in her life. What an amazing story for every child to read before they get out of elementary school, to understand that there are no blocks in life, only your own personal limitations of you saying no.
Well, that's how I feel also. In all fairness to her mother, when she was first born, the doctor told the mother that she was not going to live. And the mother told the doctor, yes, she will. And so they worked on her and worked on her and worked on her. And she came to life. So her mother really was the one who started her off.
Yeah, that's an important point. Thank goodness that Annie's mother said no to the doctor. Thank goodness she said no to an institution. You got to hand that to Annie's mom. She did it right.
Yes, yes, I certainly would. And I think she would be a real inspiration to the world. I think her book should be read by just about everyone who wants to be inspired. So,
true. I think they should have this in every school, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Annie never took a drug, but she was always into alternative health. She was very much into stretching her muscles, helping her legs to relax, strengthening her walking. She was quite amazing, never having to take a drug. But she would push herself so that she could get around.
Yes, well, she took up yoga, and that was a great help for her to be able to stand at times. And believe me, what we take for granted is something that she really had struggle for.
You're right.
So we've got one terrific woman here.
Yeah, she is unbelievable. And I especially love the fact that there was a time in her life that she actually had a lover.
Yes.
Nothing stops her. I mean, she had experienced a love, intimate relationship. And that was beautiful. She said in the book that she was able to forget that she even had several palsies when she was making love.
Yes. I think that was amazing. And I take my hat off to the man who helped her through that experience and encouraged it. So that I think that was wonderful.
I think that man was the luckiest guy in the world to experience the love that Annie has.
That's well put.
By virtue of the fact that you came on the cruise, you didn't know who your cabin mate was going to be. But by the end of the 4-day cruise, you fell in love with Annie. She just became a friend to you. And I think that says a lot about you too, Evelyn.
Well, thank you. I would like to mention at this point something that I thought was really pretty special about myself. I was 88 years old on 12/12.
I know. And you Really, that is something spectacular. That was the day before the cruise, and then you came on to the cruise the next day. And I got to say, Evelyn, you look so young and so vibrant. I would never have guessed you were 88. You are just beautiful.
Well, I attribute that to the fact that I try to eat natural foods and do exercise and I try to keep my thoughts where they belong, and that helps. That helps. But how you think is what you are, in a sense.
And tell me what your thoughts were when you reached the age of 88 on 12/12/12.
Well, I'm pretty much involved with my internet, and I'm up to almost 5,000 emails, which I have to keep culling down because they cut me off at 5,000. Right. And I am in touch with a lot of different kinds of people, and I'm interested in what goes on in the world. So, and of course, I love my family.
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
I'm a very, very lucky person.
So there's no slowing down for you.
What, honey?
There's no slowing down. You are going full blast, especially with the internet and all the people that you talk to through the internet.
Well, I am very lucky. I'm living next door to one of my sons, and I still have friends all over the country. So I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky. I had a wonderful, fantastic husband. And so I try to do for people what I receive myself, and that's a lot.
Wow. And I aspire to be like you, Evelyn.
Well, honey, I think you're well there already.
Aw.
I think what you do is a wonderful benefit to so many people. And you have people on your network that reach out from all different angles. And I think that is wonderful. I went on this cruise because I wanted to get to know these people a little better. And that was my big reason for being on the cruise. And, of course, one of your people, Anthony Bryce, is a good friend of mine, and he's a fantastic person.
I know. I love Anthony. We had the best cruise ever, and it was really a delight to get to know you and to get to know Annie, Lori Harris. And I want to give everybody a way that they can order this book. All you have to do is go to www.AnnieLoriHarris.com, and you can purchase it from there. Now, I'm strongly going to urge you to purchase this book, and not just purchase one, but purchase 10, because for every person that you give this book to, you are going to brighten up their day. You're going to give them hope, and you're going to give them the absolute message that there's not one obstacle in this world that they can't overcome. The only limitations we have is our own mind. And so give this book. People will love you for it.
You know, the wonderful thing about this also, she gives half of the proceeds that she receives from the books to the Cerebral Palsy Foundation.
I didn't know that. Isn't that wonderful? Now, we're going to have this book in our must-have books in the LOA store. All you have to do is go to LOA Radio Network and click on the link for LOA Store, find the must-have books, and there's your link directly to Annie Harris' site. I'm telling you that if you give this book to a child, to an adult, anyone who's having difficulties right now, you are effectively taking an action step to change the world. So, Evelyn, thank you so much for, one, coming on the cruise, two, taking the time and coming on and telling us about this wonderful lady. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And thank you for spreading such wonderful things to so many people. You are wonderful yourself.
Thanks, Evelyn. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a fantastic week. We'll be here next week, just waiting for you with another great show on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.